Milton W. Klein, a veteran sergeant from the 3rd Indiana Cavalry Regiment, became one of Sharp's most capable spies. A week after he launched Yeager's mission, Sharp dispatched Klein to penetrate the remote fringes of Lee's army on Virginia's northern neck, bounded by the Potomac on the north and Rappahannock on the south. Wearing a Confederate uniform, Klein crossed the Rappahannock 3 miles below Port Royal, southeast of Fredericksburg, striking up conversations with Confederate soldiers along the way, counting their numbers, the rifle pits they manned, and the gun emplacements they occupied. He hooked up with a rebel company for a while, spent a day with a Confederate ordnance officer, and then made his way back to Fredericksburg. With quite a haul, Klein rode to Sharp on March 5th, on a horse he stole after a poker game. Covering 250 miles in 10 days, he identified 64 major enemy installations, 24 camps, a dozen artillery batteries, 25 fortifications, and 5 wagon and ambulance parks. He wrote his detailed observations in one long sentence without punctuation. More spies went out. Babcock sent John Howard Skinker, who owned a farm on Poplar Road north of the Rappahannock, to check out a report from a black woman who spied for the Union in Fredericksburg. The woman used a clothesline code to deliver messages. One piece of clothing hanging from the wash line was the signal that Confederate forces around Fredericksburg were on the move. Two pieces hanging from the line signaled that the rebel force there was the same as it had been since the battle. Three pieces meant the Confederates were being reinforced, and no clothing on the line meant that all the rebel forces had gone away. Skinker reported that he saw one piece of clothing on the line March 11th. The rebels were on the move. For risky missions south of the Rappahannock, Sharp also sent out a former source of Burnside's named Isaac Silver, whose farm inside Confederate lines on the Plank Road was 3 miles east of the important crossroads at Chancellorsville and 7 miles west of Fredericksburg, right in the middle of the left wing of Lee's army. Silver, who had been born in New Jersey and was 52 years old, was called the old man in intelligence documents. His first report was couriered March 13th to headquarters by Ebenezer McGee, another Burnside spy whom Sharp put on his payroll because he knew his way around the area. Silver's spelling was poor, some of the troop numbers were too high, and a few unit placements were slightly off, but he managed to deliver a fairly complete report on the strength and location of Lee's divisions. Hooker sent a copy of the old man's memo to Stanton, with the spelling corrected.